All the pseudo-homos. Now put your hands up. No. Put them down. And don't ever do that again. It's bad enough that men are writing blogs and posting on Facebook. You don't have to try to dance, too. Any straight man who has a blog can expect to have to prove that he is not gay. Why? Because for every 100 women blogging, there are 2 men. I mean real blogs. The humor blogs. Okay, millions of guys have blogs for various things like weed eater repair, fly tying, and saving the American military from God's wrath. But about 6 of us actually write humor, and we are all uncomfortable because we're surrounded by funny women. Don't get me wrong, I love funny women. I'd rather hang out with women than men. But there are so damn many. And I'm not, you know, one. At first, I thought the only remedy for the discomfort was to become more feminine. This might not be so hard if I were a gay man, because, let's face it, blogging is a critically gay thing for a man to do. I realize I've just offended all the other pseudo-homos who want to be funny and dignified at the same time. Rule number 1 in comedy, never expect laughs from people with no sense of humor. I can't even pull off the pseudo-homo thing anymore. In fact, I'm so straight that I have mistresses, and most of them are straight. In fact, half of my mistresses are Tessa's friends. The other half are a concerned team of beautiful, intelligent ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, mothers of current and past students, and, of course, the odd figment of my imagination. But they're all hot. I simply don't have the energy or stamina to even pretend to be homosexual anymore. Oh, I'll admit that sometimes a great set of shoulders on a man brings out admiration in me. But it's not like, heavens, does he have shoulders? It's more like, goddamn, I wish I had shoulders like that. That guy's probably a Nimrod, too. Probably has a big wang, too. And here I sit with my lady shoulders and my field mouse of a tool and my 130 IQ. Not sure what a 130 IQ is. I think it means that I can pronounce the word nuclear and that I can pretend to know what the hell it means. But I just can't paint my toenails and swing my hips anymore. Therefore, the writing team at the Fred Effect have worked long and hard to develop our own seal of straightness that I will post in the sidebar here. It is designed for straight men to post on their Facebook and Twitter profiles, or even sew onto a hat. Do I mind if gay men post it to their profiles? Absolutely not. I know gay husbands, fathers, and grandfathers who have been looking for something like this to wear their entire lives. After all, I know how rough it is to pretend to be gay. I'd like to do everything I can to help them if they wish to pretend to be straight. Footnote. Special thanks to the Caterpillar Corporation for the free publicity we hope to receive when they sue us for our tasteless rendition of their symbol of quality and integrity.